All right, welcome to This and That Podcasting Podcast. I'm Alex Bauer here with my best friend, Kyle Dobis. This is episode 16. Today is Wednesday, March 19th. We're going to talk about the bracket coming up here for the big old March Madness going on. Go review our week that just happened as well, obviously, because, you know, we got to still do that, even though I don't really want to. I went 1-5.
Pretty much did nothing.
Yeah, then we're going to kind of cover a little bit more of that bracket, see if we can predict a few things, and then get into some gambling, see if we can, even though they say don't bet on it, we're going to bet on it. I mean,
we're going to bet on it. We're going to bet on everything.
And then bring it on home like we always do. Talk about our home teams. You know, I mean, it's kind of exciting getting to that time of the year, Kyle.
Yes. It's getting exciting.
All right. So, week in review. Like I said, went 1-5 with actual top five games of the week because I picked all the championship games. The only one that really stays there is the Michigan-Wisconsin game, being the Big Ten championship game, going 59-53, Michigan winning. Obviously, I picked completely wrong. I picked Sparty to beat Purdue, which both teams did not even end up being in the game. Totally off with that one, but I should just eat my bullet and keep going because this is what's going to happen here in the next probably couple of minutes. I'm going to announce all my picks for the bracket. And I'm just going to be like, well, throw that bracket out the window.
Yep. It's going to be a little crazy. Yeah. Nah. Yeah. I don't think I picked it. I predicted I wasn't going to pick any correct because it was kind of hard because we were in the conference tournament stages. So it was kind of hard to pick the good games because we didn't know what the good games were going to be.
No, but I just went with the championship games because I felt like that was a good, solid pick. So, Vladislav Golden. Vladislav Golden gets the player of the game with 11 points and 5 rebounds. Yes, I can't even pronounce my own player's name, our own team's player's name. Because I'm getting all tongue-tied over here.
Disappointed.
Yep. So, that's the only 1-5. So I will go over the four that got in my actual top five, and then I will go over my pick top five just because I'd rather go that way and just, you know. So actual top five, the next four coming up, I believe Louisville-Clemson game, the ACC semifinal, coming down to the last literal second. Going 76-73, Louisville winning. I've given it to Javon Hadley. 25 points, 9 rebounds, and the game winner. Yep. Like one of those, three of those 20 points is the game winner. Like that's player of the game for me. He gets mad props for that.
And then they get rewarded with an 8 seed some reason.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's due to the loss to Duke. I think if they beat Duke in that ACC, they probably would have gotten a better seed than 8. Like,
it still doesn't make sense though because they're ranked number 10 in the country and they're an 8 seed.
Yeah,
that's insane. Yeah, they need to redo this committee.
Yeah, for sure. Number 3, I've got the Wisconsin Michigan State game. Wisconsin upsetting Michigan State 77-74. Cool. Also a 3-point game there. John Tonge from Wisconsin. Tonjay. 32 points and 7 rebounds. Player of the game there. Yep. And
he had the block. And he had the block of the game at the end.
Oh yeah, I've totally forgot about that.
Michigan Straight tried to throw up a 3 to tie the game, and he blocked it, or basically stripped it at the end.
And then number 4. Good old Duke UNC going at the battles 74-71. Also a 3-point game. Like these games definitely belong there over the games that I thought would have been on here. But obviously we're just gonna keep going with some basketball. Malouch.
You're struggling with some names today.
I am. Anyways, he gets 13 points and 9 rebounds for Duke. So he gets the player of the game there. And then Tennessee Auburn coming in at number 5, and also a semifinal that came down to the wire. Zakai Ziegler, 20 points, yep. 4 rebounds. I'm not going to struggle with SEC names. I'm just going to struggle with everybody else here, I guess.
just our conference names.
I've heard almost every SEC name there is, but I'm going to struggle with everybody else because I work for Florida.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are all the actual top 5 games, I believe, that belong there. And then I'm just going to revert back. Obviously, I picked the SEC championship, Florida, Tennessee. I picked Florida to beat Auburn, but obviously Auburn lost to Tennessee. And like you said, you had a better feeling of either Florida or Alabama beating Tennessee, no matter who was facing Tennessee. And you were right on that part. Yeah. And then obviously the ACC championship, I thought that would be up there, but you got Duke and Louisville going to 73-62. I thought Clemson was going to be in there instead of Louisville, but Louisville obviously upset them by 3 points and
yep.
proved me wrong.
And then gets rewarded with a lower seed compared to Clemson.
Yep.
Clemson gets to be a 5. Louisville gets to be an 8 for some reason.
And then at my 4 and 5 spots, I got Carolina Hurricanes, Detroit Red Wings. I picked the Red Wings to win, but obviously they lose 4-2. And Raleigh, I'm sure that was very fun for you. And then Winnipeg Jets. It was a fun game
to watch. Not really.
Winnipeg Jets and Stars. I picked the Stars to win, but they lose 4-1. What the heck?
It's not a good week. It's not a good week.
Not a good week.
Yeah. I mean, my pick top 5s, it was kind of just a throw. It was like a throw in the dark. I just didn't know. Again, I couldn't predict pretty much what you said with your picks. Yeah. Like, I might as well just – it's just going to be like the conference – finals, basically, whoever's conference finals might be the play of the game. I had originally put like Oregon versus Indiana. Yeah. It wasn't really, that one wasn't really close. Arkansas, Ole Miss wasn't really close. Michigan State, Oregon was somewhat a good game, but Michigan State kind of took over later in the game. So it wasn't, again, didn't really finish close by the end. I thought Baylor and Texas Tech would have been a fairly close game, but it, again, wasn't. Same with Kentucky, Oklahoma. So it's just like, ah. These games really weren't that great that I thought it was going to be compared to the ones I actually picked. And yeah, I had Tennessee and Auburn also with the guy Ziegler with 20 points. He was a stud. He is their guy to go to.
Yeah.
I also had Wisconsin, Michigan State, 77-74. That was a great game all the way to the end when Tanjay blocked them to basically win the game. Crazy ending. And then crazy ending, I had the UNC Duke game, 74-71, where it was really 72-71 where Carolina should have tied it, and he did tie it, but it was a free throw violation.
Oh, jeez.
And then Duke, yeah, so they tied it, but there was a free throw violation, so Duke got the ball back with 2 seconds left instead.
Oh, yeah, I remember so that. What was he trying to do? Like, was he trying to, like, throw everybody else off?
I have no idea what he was trying to do. Yeah, it was wild.
Just jumping all over the place.
We just froze a little bit there. Well, got excited and then froze.
Yeah, I just started jumping everywhere. That's literally all I was doing. I wasn't saying anything. I was just jumping left and right.
Yeah, you're like, there you go. He's like, yeah, you just like launched out of your seat and then just started freezing. I was like, oh my God.
What's like happening? Robot. What's happening to Alex?
What happened to Alex?
What's going on?
He's like teleporting through the computer.
He's lost all his hair. Now he's teleporting. What's going on?
Yeah, I have no idea what the UNC dude was doing. Like, all he had to do was just stand there, but he decided to do like a fake step in and then back out, but he crossed the line. So basically ended the game. It kind of sucked for that comeback because they were down by like 25 points or something like that, and they came back.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks to end that way, but it was still a really good game. I also had one different. I had Wichita State versus Memphis, where Memphis won 83-80.
Okay.
And then Memphis's best player, PJ Haggerty, ended with 42 points and 9 rebounds. So he had himself a day.
Nice.
42 points is a lot of points. Without going to overtime, that's a lot of points. He scored 42 of their 83 points.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Going off.
And then my last game, I also had Michigan, but I had the Michigan-Maryland game because that game was just pure excitement. I mean, I love that we beat Wisconsin and won the Big Ten championship, but the Maryland game was just crazy. It was an awesome game to watch where they go up with 2.7 seconds left and we inbound it and just go coast to coast with a layup to win with Trey Donaldson.
Oh, so, yeah. That was awesome. Yeah, I saw that, and that was awesome. I was like, oh.
Yep. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. So those are my five. The only ones I really had different was Michigan, Maryland, and then Wichita State and Memphis.
Gotcha. And then follow that up with your Arnold mention.
I was able to BYU just because it was a bigger upset game, and it kind of propelled BYU into their kind of the ranking they are now with the conference or with the NCAA tournament, where BYU beat Iowa State 96-92. Hurts Iowa State because I'm kind of down on them because they lost their best player and he's out now for a while. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to do how they do in the tournament. But that was my honorable mention. And then my upset of the week.
Repeat that one more time because we were breaking up there. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was saying. I'm curious on Iowa State because they lost their best player, so he's been hurt, and I don't know how that's going to affect them in the tournament, and they're still a three seed, so they're on my possible upset bubble here. Gotcha. Going forward.
Okay.
Yeah, and then my upset of the week is simple. It was just basically Michigan this weekend. That was kind of – I don't know if you consider an upset when they're a higher ranking than, but the NCAA committee ranking them in the NCAA tournament thinks they're an underdog in every single thing they do, so – yeah, go and beat Purdue by double digits, come back, beat Maryland, and then beat Wisconsin to win the championship. That's pretty cool. It was a big upset. No one saw them doing that one after the ending of their season.
Oh, for sure. So my honorable mention, I've got the Memphis-Tulane game in the American semifinal. Memphis beating Tulane 78-77, 1 point. Good props to Tulane. 1 point. But, yeah. Obviously, my picked upset of the week actually hit. Oh, my goodness. It's a rarity. The Detroit Red Wings beat the Las Vegas Golden Knights 3-0. Turning it around after losing to the Hurricanes. But I want to give another upset of the week.
And they go out and lose again last night.
Yeah. I want to give an upset of the week to some basketball. Arizona beats number 9 Texas Tech 86-80 in their Big 12 semifinals. So,
that was a big win.
Yeah. All right, so any gut reactions there, Kyle?
Nah, I mean, my only gut reactions is kind of like in the controversy of this whole committee selection thing. Again, why is Louisville an 8 seed? Shouldn't be an 8 seed. They should be definitely higher. They should be higher than Clemson, so at the very least, Louisville should be a 5. Why is Michigan a 5 seed when Wisconsin is a 3 seed and Purdue is a 4 seed, beat Wisconsin twice, once at Wisconsin and once neutral, finish higher than them in the regular season, and have 4 more quad one wins than Wisconsin? How are they not ranked ahead of them? Same with Purdue.
Very good
Michigan
question.
Has the third most. Michigan has the third most quad one wins in all of the country. Only Auburn and Michigan State have more. That's it.
It's crazy.
Why are they
a
5 seed?
Good question.
That's my gut reaction is just I'm confused with the, they need to change how they do these selection committees. They need to be just random people, not all these schools' ADs. It's not cool. It's dumb.
So my gut reaction is, Kyle, it's that time of the year. I am the bracketologist. Brackets everywhere.
I've done like 700 of these already. brackets everywhere.
Brackets everywhere. And so for our next segment, Kyle, don't be surprised. I'm playing a different song. So.
Oh, God. Matt should join us for brackets just because he loved doing brackets with us.
I know. But here we go.
Brackets.
All right.
It's time. Basketball.
Woo! Give me the ball, because I'm going to dunk it.
All right.
All right.
We're here to make two brackets. Well, we got men's and women's.
Men's and women's. We're going to predict all the way till we get to the final four of each region, and then we'll move on to the next region accordingly. Yep. So for the men's, we will go from the south, then to the west, then to the east, then to the Midwest.
Are you going to start us off?
On a piece of paper. Yes, I will start this off. All right, so
let's see these.
Game one, match one. Auburn, Alabama State. Give me Auburn. Boom.
Okay.
All right. Now, Louisville, Creighton. I've got the 8-seed Louisville beating 9-seed Creighton by only like 4 points. So I do like Creighton's odds of covering that spread. I forgot what their spread was. I don't have it in my gambling men, but I do like their spread. I kind of looked at it and I was like, ooh, that looks pretty delicious. And then I've got the biggest upset of the tournament, guys. Michigan's beating UC. I'm sorry. Michigan's beating UC San Diego.
The biggest upset. As much as people want UC San Diego, it seems like, to win, everyone's all against Michigan.
Exactly.
I agree with you on that one, not to interrupt, but their tallest guy is 6'7" or whatever.
Yeah. So
we've got 2 7-footers and then a 6 and then 2 6'10" guy. Like, I don't know how they're going to cover him.
And then, yes. So that actually leads to my actual first upset pick of the bracket. I've got Yale beating Texas A&M.
Love it.
A lot of teams have struggled against Yale in the first round. Let me remind you about a team named Auburn who lost to Yale last season.
Yep. Yale doesn't have Danny Wolf because he's on Michigan, but they still have their other leading scorer on that team, too,
from last year's upset. They are a scary 13 seed. All right, and then moving on, I really want to talk about this, like, hand over foot, Kyle. I really like these playing games. I'm starting to come around on them. I didn't like them at the beginning. And then when they started asking a question, should they expand the bracket more? My answer to this question is
no.
I'm fine with our brackets. I would be fine with them extending it, but get rid of the 16 seed play-in games. They make no sense. Make it to where they are the 11 seed, like Carolina here, because I think Carolina keeps things rolling, and they beat Ole Miss, and they move on to the next round. Because a lot of 11, 12 seeds do get that roll, like that funk, you know, they get things rolling, and they just move on, they beat the higher team seed. So if we get more of that, like where you got the 11 seed or the 12 seed playing in, just do it all four of them. Like all four regions, you have your 11 and your 12 seed have to play in. Or 13, 14, right around there. You're good. Like I feel like if you go that route, it would still keep the entertainment up for that, you know, like reason.
That's just why
I want to just kind of go over that in my mind. If they do it, that's the only reason I could see them doing that.
If they do it.
Yeah.
I'll say, because my only objection is...
Because I am against it, too.
Yeah. No, I agree with the way that you did it. Like, don't go crazy if you're going to change it.
Yeah.
No, like, I would say my only objection for, like, wanting to expand would be, look, out of all college sports, almost all sports in general, what is the one thing that is damn near perfect postseason in sports? And it is college basketball has one of the most beautiful way to end sports, and that is the March Madness tournament. It's crazy. It's been going on like forever now.
Yeah,
and it's perfect. Like it's perfect. It's all the way down to the last details. It's perfect.
All right, so I'm moving on to the number 3 seed Iowa State, 14 seed Lipscomb. I've got Iowa State winning this game, and then I've got Marquette beating New Mexico. And then I've got good old Sparty being Bryant as the 215. Okay. All right.
Okay. Now we're on the round of 32.
Yes, we are on to the round of 32. I've got Auburn over Louisville, Michigan over Yale. I've got Iowa State beating Carolina, and then Michigan State beating Marquette. right? And then I've got Auburn beating Michigan, Michigan State beating Iowa State, and then my Final Four team will be... Michigan State.
Michigan State. I almost I want to do something different this time.
I think at this point, Auburn is outmatched by Michigan State. I feel like Michigan does have a good chance of beating Auburn. I just don't think they'll have it enough to beat Auburn themselves. I think I Michigan State really gets it done against Auburn. So I'm taking Michigan State over Auburn. I don't think Auburn makes it out. Yeah.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah, we're pretty close on ours. This is, I think, out of all the sides, I think I had the most upsets more on this one. So, like, going into the first game, I have, with Auburn, Alabama State, obviously, I have Auburn there.
Okay.
Louisville, Creighton, I have Louisville. Michigan, of course, I have them over San Diego. I think their size is too much for San Diego to upset them. I, too, have Yale over Texas A&M as my first upset. I think Yale is a really good team, and I don't know, we're probably all going to be wrong, and the SEC is just going to ride, but if it's anything like last year, SEC kind of choked in the tournament. So
yeah. Oh, yeah, they did. Upset a big
lot.
Time.
They got upset a lot. So I'm going to take Yale there. I, too, am taking UNC. I had UNC. Before yesterday's games, I said if it was San Diego State, I'm taking Ole Miss, but if it's UNC, I'm taking UNC because they're going to have a – they're going to have a little chip on their shoulder here for this tournament because of all the naysayers now. So it's going to be – I'm going to be interested to watch them. I have Iowa State over Lipscomb. I have Marquette over New Mexico. And I have Michigan State over Bryant. So nothing like crazy in those last three.
Yep.
Going into the round of 32, I have Louisville upsetting Auburn.
Okay.
Because they're playing in Kentucky. So they are playing 45 minutes from
– yeah. They're gonna have a little bit of red sitting there in their stadium. It's gonna be a little bit of a home game.
Yep, they have a home game, and this might sound like a homer because you're gonna see the way I'm going with this. Michigan and Yale, I'm taking Michigan. Daniel Wolf's gonna beat his old team. I have UNC. Like I said, I don't think Iowa State's gonna do well in this tournament without their big guy. So I'm taking UNC to beat Iowa State.
Okay.
And I'm taking Marquette to upset Michigan State.
I like that. I was actually looking at that. I do like Marquette to beat Michigan State there. I mean,
yeah, Marquette has one of the best players in the country overall. He has arguably the best guard in the country. So, so it leaves me with Louisville, Michigan, North Carolina, Marquette. Rematch from the national championship, and Michigan wins this time. So I'm going Michigan beating Louisville to advance to the Elite Eight, and I'm taking UNC to beat Marquette to advance to the Elite Eight. So I got a 5-11 seed in my Elite Eight on that side.
Nice.
And of course, why not? If we made it this far, I'm going to take them. I didn't even plan.
We made it this far.
I didn't even plan on taking them to go this far, but it just kind of worked out the way I was thinking, like upsets. And I was like, oh my God, well, if Michigan has this kind of matchups, then I could see them going.
Yeah.
So yeah, I took Michigan as my Final Four appointment, and I think that's about as far as they're going. So I don't think they're going any further. So yeah, I'm taking Michigan in my Final Four.
All right, now to pick the team that they face in the Final Four from the West. All right, going with the 1-16, Florida versus Norfolk State. I am, you know who I'm riding on to make it out of this bracket. I don't think
that's it's a pretty easy one.
It's a pretty easy one. It's going to get me paid a lot of money. Six games? You saying I got to work six games and I get paid? All right, yeah, I'm going to go with Florida.
Florida again, better playing teams.
Just like make sure you just put Florida all the way to the championship, guys. That's kind of what's going on over here. If you haven't, caught this wave. Anyways, the 8-9, I've got UConn beating Oklahoma. Oh, UConn is a very scary 8 seed. I will say that right off the bat. Like, that's scary. All right, and then you got 5 Memphis and 12 Colorado State. I think Memphis actually wins. I know a lot of people are picking Colorado State to be the upset, but Memphis has had a great season in the American. I know Colorado State's like a Big 12 team, and they haven't had that great of a season, really. I mean, they do have that chip on their shoulder that a lot of people like to see, like, oh, they got a triple in the shoulder. They're going to pull it off. I don't know. 4-13, I've got Maryland beating Grand Canyon. All right. And then I've got a double upset. Right. Here we go. Six.
Double
Missouri upset. Losing to number 11 Drake. And number three Texas Tech losing to number 14 seed UNC Wilmington. Double upset. You got to hit one at one point, bud. I know. It's happening. It's happening right here in this port.
See, that's what we're gonna be different on in this bracket. Because
that's
fine.
That's fine. I think this is the double upset that happens in the bracket now. Like there's always one. Like for the past two or three years, there's always a double upset somewhere where it happens in the first round in the same, region.
Yeah.
Like right there at the same stadium. So I think this is where it's going to happen. And then I've got number 7 Kansas beating number 10 Arkansas. I think Calipari doesn't do it against Kansas. I mean, better coaching just gets it done at the end of the day.
They're a scary team, but I think Kansas will turn it around.
It'll be an awesome game because you got two great coaches coaching against each other, and then they got to come out and play against possibly St. John's with what's his name at the home, because he used
Rick,
to coach
Rick Pitino.
Yeah, Pitino, because he used to coach over at Louisville, and he coached at Kentucky way before that too. And so I got St. John's beating Omaha in that one. For the two, 15 seed. All right, and then moving on. I've got Florida beating UConn, even though it's going to be a very close game, and playing a very scary 4 seed, Maryland. They've had a great, great season, especially in the Big Ten.
Maryland was hard for me. Yeah. I couldn't figure out when to – I wanted to take them. I just did not know where to do it.
And then I've got Drake beating Wilmington there in the double upset. And then St. John's beating Kentucky, Kansas, not Kentucky. Bleh. So, Florida, St. John's, this game is going to be the game of the tournament, I believe. If this happens, it's going to be a battle. St. John's.
So you're saying St. John's is going to beat Drake, and then.
Yeah.
Florida beating. You forgot about that one.
Sorry. I've got Florida beating Maryland and then St. John's beating
Maryland.
Drake.
St. John's. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I figured that's what you meant. So you had St. John's in Florida.
Yeah. So I got St. John's in Florida. Why is it not?
It could be the game of the tournament.
Because that's what I'm saying. If this actually happens, this game will probably be the game of the tournament. There's no doubt in my mind.
Very likely.
St. John's is a very scary 2 seed. I got Florida going to the Final Four. Get me some money. Get me some bread.
I like it. So Florida into the Final Four. I'm still contemplating on this side, but I'm just gonna stick with my gut and go with something crazy. I'm going with something crazy this time. So let's go first. Florida, Norfolk State. Obviously, I got Florida. UConn and Oklahoma. I am taking UConn because Dan Hurley, back-to-back national champions, they're not going to lose in the first round. That's the way I'm looking at that. I have them at least winning one game. So,
yeah.
UConn advances, beats Oklahoma. I took Colorado State over Memphis. I was looking at both teams' stats, their overall records, who they play. Colorado State just looks like a good team, and on paper, they're a good team. So, and Vegas thinks they're a good team because they're favored as a 12 seed over a 5 seed, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So, I'll take Colorado State there. I'll take Maryland over Grand Canyon. I think Maryland was a tough team for me to pick because I really wanted to pick them to beat Florida. I also took Drake over Missouri. Drake was one of my favorite upsets of all of this. Drake's a really good team. So
they were one of the last to be undefeated.
Yeah.
Along with Tennessee,
I'm not taking
Oklahoma,
UNC
and Florida.
Yeah, I'm not taking UNC Wilmington, though. I'm taking Texas Tech. I'm thoroughly impressed. Texas Tech's one of the hottest teams in the country right now, and I would not want to have to play them. I took Kansas, and I took St. John's. So, going to the next side. Let's go. I have Florida beating UConn. I think Florida is arguably one of the best teams in the country right now. So, Florida over UConn. I took Maryland over Colorado State. Texas Tech over Drake. And I'm taking Kansas to beat St. John's. I've done it all year. Finally, it's going to pay off, where Kansas wins me a game. So I keep picking them to upset some of these teams, and they keep failing me. And I think they can get it together. Bill Self finally makes it to the Sweet 16. It's been like 4 years in a row that he hasn't made it, or something like that. So,
oh wow,
I think he makes it.
Crazy stat there.
Yeah. So we got Florida and Maryland. I am taking Florida. As much as I really wanted to take Maryland, I felt like that could have been one of the first other one seeds to go down, because Maryland is a tough team. They play big. So
no,
I'm still taking Florida. I'll take Florida to beat Maryland. And then I have Texas Tech beating Kansas. So I have Florida and Texas Tech as my 1-3 in the Elite Eight. And I am taking the one seed to go down. Texas Tech is advancing to my final four. I don't get paid.
You ain't getting me paid.
You don't get paid. So my first Final Four match will be Michigan and Texas Tech.
All right. Moving on to the East. All right. One seed being Duke and 16 seed Mount St. Mary's. I'm taking Duke in that matchup. Pretty easy pick right there. 8 versus 9 seed Mississippi State, Baylor. I got Mississippi State to beat Baylor. I believe Mississippi State gets this done. They're a very good team, especially coming out of the SEC. I don't know much about Baylor, so I'm just going with my gut there. 5, Oregon versus 12, Liberty. I've got Oregon winning this one. And then number four, Arizona versus 13, Akron. I've got Arizona winning that matchup. Going into 6-11, the BYU-VCU matchup. A lot of people like VCU. I do not. I'm sorry.
I actually do, too.
I like BYU against VCU. I think BYU gets it done. I'm almost all chalk here, getting down to the nitty-gritty. Number 3, Wisconsin versus 14 seed Montana. I've got Wisconsin winning that one. And then you get my upset on this side of the bracket. St. Mary's, Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt gets done as the 10 seed, and they beat that 7 seed, St. Mary's, making it into the round of 32 to face number 2, Alabama, beating the 15 seed, Robert Morris.
Yep.
All right. So, Duke, Mississippi State. I've got Duke winning that game. Oregon, Arizona, big Western matchup, old Pac-12 matchup. I think Oregon beats their old rival Arizona. I believe they are the better team right now. I do want to take...
They're a scary team. They are a scary team in this tournament.
I do want to take Arizona, honestly, but I feel like Oregon does get it done against them.
Oregon's also already beat them this year, too.
Yeah. And then BYU versus Wisconsin. I've got BYU beating Wisconsin. I've got them moving on to that round of 16. And then Alabama-Vanderbilt. I've got Alabama taking down Vanderbilt and moving on to the Sweet 16 there. All right, so the Sweet 16 matchups, Duke-Oregon. Duke beats Oregon, and then Alabama beats BYU. Elite Eight matchup, Alabama-Duke. I have got Alabama. Moving on to the Final Four.
All right.
So I've got two SEC teams in the Final Four right now. I've got Michigan State versus Florida. And then Alabama as my third lock-in.
Man, look at this. We're looking crazy here. We're looking opposite on these Final Four picks.
I mean, it's just how it goes.
I'm for tradition, where SEC keeps freaking choking and they just talk them up. So, and it really depends on matchups for me. So, like on mine, I have Duke beating Mount St. Mary's. Duke beat Mount St. Mary's. I agree with you. Mississippi State beats Baylor. So Mississippi State advances. I have Oregon beating Liberty. This was one of my big upsets. I have Akron beating Arizona.
Oh,
Akron was a pre-ranked team to begin this season, and they still are a good team. Arizona is a very...
And they won their championship, too.
Arizona is a very streaky team. They're a streaky team. So, and I don't like streaky teams when it comes to tournament time, because that's when teams can just, like, fumble and get upset. I have Akron beating Arizona. And then the next game, I also have VCU beating BYU, because I am very high on VCU this year. They are a very good team. And BYU is a good team. They just keep losing to good teams. So they just beat the teams they were supposed to beat, the bad teams, and they kept losing to all the good teams. I think VCU is going to have this momentum going into this game. So I'm taking VCU over BYU. I take Wisconsin over Montana. I, too, am taking Vanderbilt over St. Mary's. And I'm taking Alabama over Robert Morse.
Okay.
Takes us into the round of 32. Round of 32. I have Duke also beating Mississippi State, so that's the same.
Gotcha.
I have Oregon beating Akron, so I'll have Duke and Oregon. I have VCU beating Wisconsin, so both of us have Wisconsin losing there. So I have VCU going to the Sweet 16.
I like that. I like
to
that.
Play, yep, to play Alabama. So it'll be Alabama and VCU. I'm taking Alabama. Oregon and Duke, I'm taking Duke. And Duke, Alabama, I am taking Duke.
All right. I like that. That's a good pick. They're both missing their bigs. That's just the thing. I think it comes down to,
but they're coming back.
Like, yeah, next man up, really. Like in my mind, and who's got the deeper bench?
And Duke's getting their player back, so.
So yeah. It is a bit of a toss up when you do come down to that game, like in my mind, like it's, like if you pick Duke, it's okay. If you pick Alabama, it's still the same to me.
So like right now, right now I have zero SEC teams in my Final Four randomly. I think the one that I could probably get upset is I could see Auburn getting to that once the other seed that I had in the Final Four besides Michigan, but just how it worked out when I was doing these randomly.
I hear that. All right, so moving on to the Midwest. All right, got the 1 seed Houston versus the 16 seed SIUE Cougars. I think Cougars are going to win this game, Kyle. We're going to go Houston though. And then we got Gonzaga versus Georgia. I think Bulldogs are going to win this matchup, Kyle.
We're going to go Bulldogs.
We're going to go Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs.
But I'm going to pick Gonzaga, to be completely honest, beating Georgia. In this one, Gonzaga is a very, very tough team to
It's hard play. To pick against them, and yeah, they're hot right now. They got hot at the right time.
All right, and then we've got 5 seed versus 12 seed Clemson versus McNeese. I've got Clemson beating McNeese, and you've got a good little matchup here for Purdue playing against.
You going with High Point?
Are
you going
with High Point? Give me High Point. Purdue has been struggling, and guess what? Your struggle train keeps on choo-choo going down that.
And they're
railroad.
Also gonna have they're also gonna have the pressure of being known as the team that always gets upset in the tournament in the first round. So yes. They're gonna have pressure of like, hey, we can't lose this game.
We cannot lose this game. Like, yeah. But anyways, all right. Moving on to the 6 seed Illinois versus the possible 11 seed Texas or Xavier. Obviously, that game is being played. At 9:45, it's not even 9:45 yet. It's 9:30. But anyways, I believe whoever comes out of it, Texas or Xavier, beats Illinois. Just much like I picked the Carolina San Diego State game.
Yeah.
I didn't care who was coming out. I think they were going to beat that higher seed. But yeah, it's the same here. Whoever's playing Illinois, I believe they keep their things rolling and they beat Illinois, so it's either going to be Texas or Xavier, whoever comes out of that. 3 seed Kentucky versus 14 seed Troy. I've got Kentucky winning this one. 7 seed UCLA versus 10 seed Utah State. I've got UCLA winning. And then 2 seed Tennessee versus 15 seed Warford. I've got Tennessee winning that matchup. All right, moving on to the round of 32. Houston versus Gonzaga. I've got Houston winning against Gonzaga. I really like Gonzaga's odds on this game, honestly. Like I wanted to pick Gonzaga, but I just think Houston's like a really strong 1 seed, especially in this kind of bracket.
They're a good team.
To roll on out of there. So, yeah.
Yeah, I love their position in this bracket.
And then Clemson, High Point. I've got Clemson winning. High Point gets a good 1 win against Purdue. Sayonara, sorry. And then Texas or Xavier against Kentucky, which if I had to predict the game tonight, which hasn't played, I'm going to say it's going to be Texas, and Texas is going to keep rolling, and they're going to lose to Kentucky. So Kentucky beats Texas or Xavier. Moving on to the Sweet 16 there. And you've got a round 32 upset, Kyle.
Yeah, UCLA beating Tennessee,
UCLA beating Tennessee. I believe Tennessee falls early there.
I like it.
So I'm kind of agreeing with you there that something's got to give here for the SEC. Like, they're not this good.
Yep.
All right. So
I don't have them either.
Houston, Clemson. I've got Houston beating Clemson, and then Kentucky, UCLA. I've got UCLA beating Kentucky. They're rolling.
Oh, you got UCLA making it to the LA. They're doing their run.
They're rolling. UCLA is rolling, but their roll stops against Houston. So Houston is in the final four as my final four team.
I like it.
So I've got Michigan State versus Florida, Alabama versus Houston.
Final four.
All
right, so let's see. Mine is a boring one in the Midwest. I'm sorry. I didn't really see two. I mean, there's maybe a couple potential upsets, but I didn't feel it on this bracket.
You had all the fireworks in the South, so we're good.
Yeah.
My fireworks were in the Midwest, but they're not that great. Side.
So, yeah, I took Houston. Let's just make this easy. I took all the high seeds on this one. I took Houston. I took Gonzaga over Georgia. I took Clemson over McNeese. Purdue over High Point, Illinois over whichever 11 seed, Kentucky over Troy, UCLA over Utah State, Tennessee over Wofford. I took all the top seeds. So the only one that got me worried first, I feel like if Houston gets by Gonzaga, they're fine. Gonzaga scares me like you just said, but I'm still taking Houston. So I feel like if there was an upset for me, that would be the one right there is Gonzaga possibly beating Houston.
For sure.
But I'm still going with Houston. I think it's their time. So I'm taking Houston over Gonzaga. I'm taking Clemson to beat Purdue, though. I think Clemson's just a better team. And like you said, when you had them getting upset, Purdue's kind of just been struggling right now. We'll see if they turn around, and they easily could, but I'm just going to go ahead and take Clemson there. Kentucky against Illinois, I'm taking Kentucky. Tennessee, UCLA, I'm taking Tennessee. Okay. So I got my Sweet 16 here. I got Houston against Clemson, Kentucky, Tennessee. I'm taking Kentucky, or not Kentucky, I'm taking Tennessee. And I'm taking Houston. So I got the 1 and 2 seed on this side, just like I did on the East. I did 1-2, 1-2.
Yep.
And I am too, also taking Houston to beat Tennessee.
All right.
So my final four, I've got Michigan playing Texas Tech, a 5 and a 3 seed, and then Duke playing Houston, the 2-1 seeds.
No SEC teams at all.
No SEC teams. Two Big 12s, one ACC, one Big 10.
To where I'm sitting here with one Big 10 team, two SEC teams, and then a Big 12 team. All right, so Florida, Michigan State. Should I just surprise everybody and just say I'm going to pick Florida? I'm just going to – 6 games and I get paid, guys. Like I'm
– He's going in.
I'd be dumb to not do this.
He's got to. He's obligated to do it.
I'm obligated to do this. Just give me my money now. All right, and then
– That's a fair pick.
Alabama, Houston. I believe Houston beats Alabama in this matchup. Houston's a very strong team.
I like it.
So I've got Florida, Houston for the final, and just give me the Merc. Give me the Merc. Give me all the championship. Do I get a ring, guys? Do I get my name on the cup? My name gets put on the cup, right? I worked all these games.
I like it.
So yeah, I've got Florida beating Houston for the championship.
Okay, Florida beating Houston. So mine, I have Michigan, Texas Tech. Taking Texas Tech. Taking them to beat Michigan in the Final Four. So I have Texas Tech, and I have also Houston beating Duke. I, too, am taking Houston. So I have Houston, Texas. I have the two Big 12 teams in there. I didn't mean for it to end this way, but it just, I guess, did. So
yeah.
Do I think Texas Tech is actually going to end there? I really think, realistically, if I really wanted to put money in, I think it's going to be Auburn and Houston in the finals. But for fun, how this bracket just came out, I had Texas Tech. So, but my champion, I'm taking Houston. I do think it's Houston's year. They are a top 10 offense, top 10 defense, and can shoot threes. So They're a scary team to play in the tournament because they play good defense. So I'm taking Houston. That is my pick.
All right. Now we're moving on some women's basketball. Basketball.
Gimme.
All right. So we're going to start with, they just number the regionals. They just go, you go regional one.
They're boring.
Regional four, regional two, then regional three. Well, that's the thing is, like, I would like them to have what the men have is, like, actually go four different places, but they only go to two. But here's my proposal, my real proposal to college fans everywhere. What if both the men's and the women's had their Final Four in the same city?
That'd be pretty cool, actually.
Because when you have these regionals and you have, like, the first destination, they're carrying eight teams or eight games. Really, like, they're literally carrying eight games, and the Final Four, that's eight games. So you play you can play all four Final Four games. You do two men, two women, two men, two women, all in one day.
Even if
from the same spot, and then you got your championship. Yeah.
Even if they didn't do that, I wish they would change the men's and just do the Final Four games. Both games are played on Friday.
Yep.
And you have the national championship game on Sunday.
Instead of Monday.
Instead of doing Friday, Saturday, and then Monday. Like, just do both games on Friday night or, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then play Sunday for the championship.
Yeah.
I kind of wish they would change that up a little bit.
And that's what I'm getting at is, like, what you could do for women's is you do the same thing.
Do Friday, two games men's. Saturday, two games women's.
Yep.
Sunday, men's national championship. Monday, women's national championship.
Because that's literally how they do it. Is the women, they play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, where the men play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it makes sense. It's clearly just drawn. It's drawn out there for the you guys. Four. Yep. just listen to the Final Four.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Friday men's, Sunday women's. Friday men's, Saturday women's, Sunday men's, Monday women's.
And then there you go. You got everything all in one place. Everybody's at the same place. And plus, if you get the same kind of Final Four like you had last season, where you had both NC State men's and women's in the Final Four. NC State
teams in,
And both UConn men's and women's. Guess what? You're going to get a lot more foot traffic. We're breaking up.
Yeah. Let's get into these brackets here, Alex.
All right. But anyways, that was my little rant before we get started. Yeah, that was just my little rant before we get into the nitty-gritty with the women's bracket here. All right, so number one seed, UCLA versus 16 seed that still has yet to be decided. I don't know either of these two teams, so I'm taking UCLA. Moving on. Eight, Richmond versus nine, Georgia Tech. I'm going to take the ACC team, Georgia Tech, to beat the eighth seed. It's a little bit of an upset, but not too bad to where I feel comfortable with that one. Number five, Ole Miss versus 12, Ball State. I'm taking Ole Miss. Four, Baylor versus 13, Grand Canyon. I'm taking Baylor. Six, Florida State. 11, George Mason. I'm taking Florida State. Number three, LSU versus 14 seed San Diego State. I'm going to take the three seed LSU. And then here we go in Raleigh. Number seven, Michigan State versus number 10, Harvard. I'm going to take Michigan State. And then the team that I will be working for, number two, NC State versus 15 seed Vermont. I am taking the Lady Wolfpack.
Lady Wolfpack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. UCLA, Georgia Tech. I'm taking UCLA in that one. Ole Miss, Baylor. I am taking Baylor. for the win in that game. LSU, Florida State, I'm taking LSU to win. NC State, Michigan State, I'm obviously taking NC State. Give me the Wolfpack again. All right. UCLA, Baylor, I've got UCLA winning. LSU versus NC State, give me the Wolfpack again. You know, I'm good. I'm going to be making some money off the women's Wolfpack. They're going to give me
men's and women's.
I mean, like, this is just obvious, Kyle. I mean, how is this much different than my last bracket?
Obviously.
All right, UCLA, NC State.
Obviously.
I'm taking NC State into the Final Four, man. I'm taking NC State into the Final Four there.
Yeah. That's an easy one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just slide right into my round of 64. I have UCLA on whatever 16 seed. I'm taking Georgia Tech over Richmond. Got to take the ACC team. Whatever 16 team that is, UCSD and SOU. I'm going to go with Southern Oklahoma University and University of Cal State Department. I don't know. We'll go with Ole Miss over Ball State. Ole Miss taking on Ball State. We'll take Ole Miss. We're going to take Baylor over Grand Canyon. We're taking Florida State over George Mason. Taking the 3-seed LSU to beat San Diego State. We're taking Michigan State to beat 10-seed Harvard. And we're taking Lady Wolfpack NC State beating Vermont. Round of 32. Here we go. Nothing crazy. UCLA advancing over Georgia Tech. We're going Ole Miss over Baylor. I'm taking LSU over Florida State. And I am taking NC State over Michigan State. On to the Sweet 16 we go. We've got UCLA and we've got NC State winning to battle each other just for NC State to make to the Final Four, of course. Obviously. So, yeah.
Very nice.
We're just riding with NC State.
Well, you know the one of those two teams that's the 16 seed playing in UCSD is UC San Diego, which that's the women's team nice. Of who Michigan is playing.
That's right. I forgot they were playing too. Yeah, I forgot they were playing too.
But still, it's just like, eh.
Yeah, I like University of Southern California Department.
All right. Moving on. One
Regional
seed
four.
USC versus the 14 seed UNC Greensboro. Represent the triad. I'm sorry, you guys lose.
Represent. Yeah,
I really want you to win, but it's very hard to pick that in the women's bracket.
Not happening.
Not happening. Not today. I'm sorry. Moving on. Number 8, California versus 9 seed Mississippi State. I like Mississippi State as the 9 seed to win this. It's literally like I have to do like some type of upset somewhere. like it's just that bracketologist.
Mine's the same way.
I have to pick like a upset somewhere, but it's just gonna end up being the 8-9 seed
somewhere.
Like, where's your upsets? It's like, where are they?
Gotta pick them somewhere.
All right, 5 seed Kansas State versus 12 seed Fairfield. Kansas State. 4 seed Kentucky versus 13 seed Liberty. I'm taking Kentucky. 6 seed Iowa versus 11 seed Murray State. I'm taking Iowa. 3 seed Oklahoma versus 14 seed Florida Gulf Coast University. I'm taking Oklahoma. Number 7 seed Oklahoma State versus the 2 seed UConn Huskies. Oklahoma State versus the 10 seed South Dakota State. Sorry, I'm moving on to the next round. I got Oklahoma State to face the 2 seed UConn. Who's playing Arkansas State? Really? Sorry. I skipped over. Yeah.
Too many states.
My bad. Right. USC, Mississippi State. I've got USC. Then I've got Kansas State, Kentucky. I've got Kansas State beating Kentucky in that game. Iowa versus Oklahoma. I've got Oklahoma beating Iowa. Oklahoma State versus UConn. I've got UConn winning. They are a very, very strong 2 seed.
They are a good team.
So this is getting to the nitty gritty now. USC, Kansas State. I've got USC winning that one. Oklahoma versus UConn. I've got UConn winning that. USC, UConn. I believe you
probably
USC,
game of the year. Gonna be a good game.
That would be a very good game. I believe USC can pull it off against UConn. UConn is a very strong team, and I can definitely see UConn beating USC. But for reasons that I want to get paid, I'm gonna take USC.
Fair enough.
Because I don't want to face UConn in the Final Four if that happens. Nah. I will take USC over UConn.
You got NC State and USC. And USC. All right. So with mine, I've got USC number one seed taking down UNC Greensboro. Sorry, G Burrow, you're going down. I'm gonna take Mississippi State over Cal. I'm taking the 5-seed Kansas State over Fairfield, the 12-seed. I'm taking the 4-seed Kentucky to beat 13 Liberty. Taking the 6-seed Iowa to beat 11 Murray State. Taking the 3-seed Oklahoma to beat the 14 Florida Gulf Coast. Yep. And then I'm taking the 7 Oklahoma. Oh, not so fast, my friend. I'm taking the Jackrabbits to beat the number 7 Oklahoma State team. We're going Jackrabbits, the best.
All right.
The best mascot in college basketball, the Jackrabbits, South Dakota State advancing.
All right.
And UConn, but just for them to lose to UConn in the next round. I have UConn beating the Jackrabbits. just for them to lose. UConn beating South Dakota State.
We found our upset, guys.
We found the upset, but they're going down the next round anyway. So, and then I got Oklahoma beating Iowa. I have Kentucky beating Kansas State and USC beating Mississippi State. So my Sweet 16 with that bracket is basically 1, 2, 3, 4. And I have USC playing UConn like you. And then opposite, I'm taking UConn this time just because I think UConn can get together and beat USC this time after USC beat them earlier in the beginning of the year. So I'm going to take UConn. So 2 seeds in the Final Four. I got NC State and UConn matching up.
All right. I like that. Yeah, it's hard to beat the same team twice. That's for sure. Yep. All right. Now, the one Regional seed, two. The reigning champs, number one seed, South Carolina Gamecocks.
Going down in the first round.
Going down to Tennessee. Just kidding, though. They're not. They're beating the Tennessee Tech. Yeah, Tennessee Tech as a 16 seed. Then I've got 8. Utah and number 9 Iowa and Iowa. Wow, can't read. Indiana beating Utah. I've got the 9 seed Indiana beating the 8 seed Utah. Again, trying to find some upsets somewhere. Alabama, Green Bay. 5 seed Alabama beats Green Bay. 4 seed Maryland. 13 seed Norfolk State. I've got the 4 seed Maryland moving on from the first round. All right, here we go. 6 seed West Virginia versus a possible 11 seed, which is either Colorado or Washington. I kind of like Colorado or Washington to beat West Virginia. So yeah, I've got that 11 seed winning 2 games here. They've got to play, I think, tonight, and then they play on the 22nd.
Yeah.
No, they'll be playing tomorrow. They'll be playing tomorrow if they're playing on the 22nd. So that play-in game will be happening tomorrow. And then 3 seed North Carolina versus 14 seed Oregon State. I've got Carolina winning that one. 7 seed Vanderbilt versus 10 seed Oregon. I've got Vandy. And then number 2 seed Duke versus 15 seed Lehigh. I've got Duke winning that matchup. All right.
Okay.
South Carolina, Indiana. I've got South Carolina. Alabama, Maryland. I've got Maryland beating Alabama. Then you got UNC versus either, who did I say? It was gotta be either Colorado or Washington. I've got Carolina beating them, no matter who it is. Vandy versus Duke. I've got Duke beating Vandy. So you've got the women's
1, 2, 3, 4
rivalry between Carolina and Duke.
Yep.
I got Duke winning that one. Maryland versus South Carolina. I've got South Carolina winning that game. So South Carolina, Duke. I've got South Carolina moving on to the Final Four. Even though I really, really like Duke, I want to take Duke because they surprised me in the ACC. Like tournament. Like, they were just on a just tear to beat everybody. But their Achilles heel is the second half at the end of the day. But it just seemed like they somehow figured it out during the ACC tournament to where
they got to finish.
Yeah. So they've been having trouble with that lately. So I don't think they can do it against South Carolina at the very least, like anybody in this region. So.
Okay. Yeah. So with mine, let's see. Regional two, I got South Carolina beating Tennessee Tech. I've got the 8 seed Utah beating 9 seed Indiana. Alabama beating Green Bay. Maryland beating Norfolk State. I just went ahead and took West Virginia over the 11 seed. I've got the 3 seed UNC advancing over Oregon State. And then my upset on this one is I have Oregon beating Vanderbilt. So the 10 seed beating the 7 seed on this one.
Okay.
And then I got Duke beating Lehigh. So going into that, I have Duke beat against Oregon. I have Duke advancing. Just like you, I have UNC versus, well, you have the 11 seed. I have West Virginia. Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have the 11 seed. But I'm taking North Carolina regardless. So I have UNC and Duke facing each other. And like you, I took Maryland over Alabama, and I'm taking South Carolina over Utah. So, yep, we both have 1, 2, 3, 4 in there. I'm taking South Carolina, and I am taking UNC. So I'm going South Carolina. The Carolinas battling South versus North.
All right.
And we're going South Carolina.
All right. Nice. So South Carolina being your third team. So you got NC State, UConn, and South Carolina to where I have NC State, USC, and South Carolina. All right. Moving on to the regional three. All right. 1 seed Texas versus possible 16 seed up High Point or William & Mary. High Point, can you get it done?
Can you do it, High Point?
Can't do it. No, I'm sorry. We're gonna take Texas. I would like them to beat William & Mary though. Let me be honest about that. That would be pretty cool. And then you got the 8 seed Illinois versus 9 seed Creighton. I'm taking another 9 seed, Kyle. Creighton. I mean, I'm just going with the vibes of 9 seeds all over the place. 5 seed Tennessee versus 12 seed South Florida. I've got Tennessee winning. 4 seed, I'm struggling. Sorry. Ohio State versus Montana State. I've got Gross winning this game.
Yeah, gross.
Gross. Anyways, 6 seed Michigan. That's a little bit easier to say, isn't it?
Good. Yeah, that sounds better.
That sounds better. 11 seed Iowa State. I've got Michigan beating Iowa State there. 3 seed Notre Dame versus SF Austin. I've got Notre Dame winning that game. 7 seed Louisville over 10 seed Nebraska. And then the 2 seed TCU over 15 seed Fair Dickinson.
Fair Dickinson.
Moving on. All right, Texas, Creighton. I've got Texas beating Creighton. Tennessee versus bleh. I've got Tennessee beating the old red team.
That's as far as they go.
And I'm sorry, that's as far as Michigan goes too, because I have Michigan losing to Notre Dame. Because Notre Dame is a very strong, very scary team. I would like Michigan to beat them just to prove things wrong, but
just because.
I mean, yeah. And then Louisville, TCU. I've got TCU beating Louisville in that game. But TCU is a very, very scary 2 seed, and they keep things rolling by beating Notre Dame. Moving on there, and then Texas beating Tennessee. So Texas versus Texas Christian. You've got the Horned Frogs. Moving on to the Final Four. So I've got NC State versus USC and South Carolina versus TCU in my Final Four.
Okay. I wanted to take them too, but let's see. I got Texas beating number 16 seed. I got Illinois beating Creighton. Got 5 seed Tennessee advancing over 12 seed South Florida. We've got the 4 seed Gross Ohio against 13 Montana State. Ohio's advancing. We got the good state of Michigan advancing against the 11 seed Iowa State. We've got 3 Notre Dame beating SF Austin. We got Louisville beating Nebraska and TCU beating Fairleigh Dickinson. So I don't really have any upsets on this side. Oh, it was all cutthroat all the way through. I got Texas beating Illinois, advancing the Sweet 16. I have Tennessee also beating that weird Ohio team. So the 5 seed beating the 4 seed, going on to the Sweet 16. We have Notre Dame beating Michigan and TCU beating Louisville. I too have Texas advancing over Tennessee to go to the Elite Eight. And as much as I really want TCU to win, I think Notre Dame, like you said, they are a good team. They just like fumbled. They had a little stretch that made them fall. So
yeah,
I think they can get it back together and be a 1 seed. They could easily have been a 1 seed if they kept playing the way they were. So I'm taking Texas and Notre Dame, and I'm taking Notre Dame to make it to the Final Four. So I have NC State against UConn, the 2 2-seeds. And then I have South Carolina playing Notre Dame, the 1 seed versus the 3 seed.
So you got two ACC teams, and then you've got a Big Ten team, and then an SEC team. I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
So yeah. Where I have one ACC team, one Big 10 team, one SEC team, and one Big 12 team, I have one from one of the each Power 5.
Yeah, one from everywhere.
Yeah. So, all right. NC State versus USC. Well, surprise. Surprise me, Alex.
NC State, here we go.
NC State, here we go. All right. Now, we got our upset over here on this other side. I'm taking TCU over South Carolina. I really think Van Lilith and that team with TCU is just stellar. I really like them to win this whole thing, honestly. Like, just the way that they are put together as a team, how they play, and it's just like it's good basketball to watch. Yeah, obviously, I'm picking NC State to win it all over TCU. Just
like it.
I want the money. I want the ring. I want my name on the Women's Cup. Right there's a Women's Cup. Right, and I get my name.
Women's Cup's right here. Yeah, we'll get one. We'll get one. Right. We can put it right there. We can put it on that one right there.
So yeah.
NC State's my champion over TCU.
Yep.
All right, we're pretty consistent here. So I got NC State, UConn, the 2 2-seeds. I'm taking NC State to advance the finals. I've got also an upset. I have Notre Dame upsetting South Carolina to advance the finals. So we got NC State and Notre Dame, the 2 seed and the 3 seed.
Boy.
And I am taking NC State as well to win it all. So we got NC State Lady Wolfpack finally doing it.
Oh. All right. Yeah.
We've done it. We'll be checking back in next week with them just to see how we're compared.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Powered by for Riverside. Sure.
Just keeping on, like we'll just be running them back with each other. See how we did.
All right. Moving on to some upcoming week stuff, even though we've covered almost all of it already.
Yeah, this will be pretty quick.
Yeah, so my top five games that I'm predicting out of all of these, I've got the Kansas-Arkansas matchup, the Louisville-Creighton matchup, Georgia-Gonzaga, VCU-BYU, and then Ole Miss and UNC will be top five. But obviously, we're going to have a round 32 to have to throw in here. But I'm just predicting that
just the games
five
that we yeah
first
yeah,
round
the
matchups.
Games that were yeah the games that we know for sure are happening.
Yes,
I think we have the same ones. I have Louisville, Creighton, Ole Miss, UNC, UConn, Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas, and BYU, VCU.
Yeah, and then my upset prediction. Obviously, I've already covered this. High Point over Purdue, big time.
And I've got Akron versus Arizona.
All right. All right. Gambling.
Yeah, let's just roll right into it. Here we go. Let's just keep it on tournament talk.
I mean, my three-leg parlay is in action as of right now. I've got the Pistons money line over the Heat.
Professionals. Don't take our advice.
Yeah, must be 21 or older to gamble. Problems with gambling, please call the gambling helpline at 1-800-GAMBLER.
There it is.
And it's looking pretty good. Pistons are up 110 to 109 with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So I locked in them over the Heat money line, negative 185, right? And then you got Drake plus 6.5 spread against Missouri. I really like this spread, especially since I'm picking Drake to beat Missouri at negative 112. And then I like Vandy's spread against St. Mary's, especially with their possibility of being St. Mary's as well. The spread being at plus 4.5, that was sitting at -115. Total of plus 295. $10 pays 40. So
that's not bad. Pretty good right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine are pretty simple too. I got basically all money lines. So I got, it's basically the games I liked. I have UNC money line versus Ole Miss. I think they're going to carry on, stay hot, advance. So I just think they're going to go in, win. So just take them straight up. Like I said, I really like Louisville in these first two games. Even if they lose to Auburn, I think they're going to play them well. So I like Louisville for sure the first game, playing in Kentucky. So take them money line, and I like UConn to advance. I'm really comfortable with UConn, picking UConn in a money line to win. So with those three combined, it's a plus 328. So $10 will get you, I don't know, what, $64, somewhere in there?
Yeah, that sounds about right to me. All right, honorable mention. Yeah. I've got High Points, the 7.5 spread against Purdue sitting at -102 right now. I like that. I really like that.
So my honorable mention is kind of like a duo. So I like to pick, if you want to pick a two teams to make the Final Four and just combine them into a bet, I like,
yeah,
I like Florida's odds to make the Final Four the best, and I like Houston's odds to make the Final Four. So combo those two together, and you should get a pretty good, decent little bet out of that one. So, yep, I'm just, my honorable mention is like taking a combo of Florida and Houston to make the Final Four.
Okay, nice. All right. Yeah, I like that. All right. And then my same game parlay, I'm taking the VCU BYU matchup. I'm going to go with Richie Sanders from BYU to get 18 or more points. That's sitting at plus 100. The BYU over 34.5 first half points. I really like where that's sitting for them. That's sitting at -125. And then the under on the overall points of 146.5 points total. That's
pretty low. That's low. That's low.
I think it's going to be a defensive game. So I'm taking the under.
Right, you're going under.
-115. So that's plus 900. $10 pays 100.
All right. I like it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Mine's a simple one also. My same game parlay is Michigan versus San Diego. I want this one because as a 5 seed, you're getting like -112. That's pretty cool odds. And I really think Michigan's too much for San Diego to take on with their size. So take a Michigan money line. I'm going to take the over because San Diego can score, and I think Michigan isn't going to have trouble scoring. I think they're just going to work the basket and work the paint all game. So
yeah,
I think San Diego's going to be shooting threes, and we're just going to be dumping it in and with Golden and Wolf and getting easy buckets down low. So I like the Michigan money line. I like the over. I think it's like 155. I think it's going to get over that. And then I'm taking Vlad Golden to have over 15-plus points. And that'll net you a plus 228.
Nice. I like that.
Yep.
All right. So top three player props of the week. I'm kind of being repetitive of last week, but I'm going to double down on these double-doubles and say that they're going to happen the very first round. So Juwan Roberts, double-double for Houston, happening first round. Kaderi Richmond, double-double for St. John's, happening first round. Alex Condon, double-double for Florida, happening first round.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, so
I kind of went more on like a conservative one. I like big guys in these big matchups, like the early matchups, because a lot of these smaller schools don't have the size to handle them.
Yep.
So again, it's a little repetitive. I love Golden against San Diego. I think he's going to put up a lot of points. So I just love the 15 plus point. Possibly if you just want to push it a little bit, maybe go 20 plus. I could see him getting over 20. So
yeah,
Golden in that range with 20 points. I like Wolf to get over 8 rebounds because I think they're just going to outboard them big time. And then I have Oregon's Nate Biddle, again, against a smaller team and playing a weaker team, another 12 seed, to get over 15 points. And if you feel good about it, go for it over 20 on it. So I like the big guys. I like the big guys that can score points in these first round games.
Yeah, I like that. That's very, that's very, 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 like, straight on. Yeah. Very
strategery.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I was looking for. Don't bet on it. Again, do not bet on a team lower than the four seed to win it all. Just don't do it. You can get them to the final four. That's fine, but don't have them winning it all.
Doesn't happen often.
Mm-mm. I don't think it's gonna happen because too many of the one seeds are really strong. Too many of the two seeds are really strong, and
yeah,
you know, you got three seeds and four seeds that are also very, very strong, no matter who you're talking about. And to me, yeah, I really don't see anybody lower than a four seed winning this tournament this year.
Yeah, I agree. I can see that. My don't bet on it is don't bet on the Akron-Arizona game. I don't like it. It's going to be tough to bet that one because it's basically don't bet on these two upset possibility games.
Yeah.
Yale and Texas A&M. I don't like that one either because I think Yale has a really good chance to beat them, and so does Akron. But I could also see both teams getting blown out. So just don't touch it. Just watch for fun and enjoy the madness.
Enjoy the madness. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be a good bracketologist and enjoy the madness as we bring this on home. All right. Lions. They signed DJ Reed. Ooh, I like that. I really, really like that sign.
Good little addition for him.
Yeah. Packers signed Nate Hobbs. How's that, Kyle? How do you like them apples?
Wow. I don't even know who that is, but let's go.
You don't know who Nate Hobbs is? he's a cornerback?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Okay. And then the Panthers.
I know football, and I never heard this dude. He's not even going to play, so.
Panthers grabbing a lot of great defensive players this offseason.
They did have a pretty good free agency there.
They're having a very, very great offseason right now, but yep. We'll see if it pays off because they might just be like the Bears, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't turn out that way. But
I was hoping they were going to get Cooper Kupp, but he went over to Seattle, so I was kind of hoping for that one for Panthers.
Yeah. All right, Wolverines, Big Ten men's basketball champs. Hail to the
victory. They did it. And they had to go through a gauntlet. They went through a gauntlet of a run there. I mean, they had to go through Purdue, Maryland, and Wisconsin, and handled Purdue easily. Basically, it was just an awesome game with Maryland. And then Wisconsin, they held them in check and then just took over at the end of the game. So, it's good for them. It's the first time in Big Ten history a first-time coach coaching in the Big Ten wins the Big Ten championship. So good for Dusty May.
Yeah.
Good for that team. Good for that team for staying in there because I had them out. I remember we talked about it last week. I was like, man, I'm not comfortable with them. I don't like them. They got to turn it around that first game against Purdue or else I could see them being the upset of the UC San Diego game. But they've given me enough to show that they can stay into these games now, and they could be a scary tournament team as long as they can play like that. I would really like Sam Walters to get healthy because he is a big-time three-point shooter for them, and he's another size guy, but he's just been out for the last month and a half, and I don't know if he's going to make it back. But it'd be great if we get him back to get some shooting for this team.
Yeah, that would be.
Looking forward
it
to
would
it.
Be. Yes.
Looking
for
forward
sure,
to it.
For sure. Wolfpack Baseball, or as the Pac-9 as they call them, they build a 11-game win streak after a six-game skid, but they recently just lost to Virginia Tech after building that 11-game win streak, unfortunately. 20-8 at home. That was a bad game, but hopefully they turn around from there and they have a pretty good season, especially having a 11-game winning streak. So hopefully they build something like that again. And then the Deeks are off to a hot start in baseball as well, going 18-3. Right now, and they're 6-0 in the ACC. So, look out.
The Deeks doing it.
Deeks are doing it. And speaking of baseball, one more week till opening day.
Right around the corner.
Even though apparently today is opening day.
Yeah, in Tokyo.
In Tokyo, again, with the Cubs and the Dodgers.
Dodgers and Cubs.
Which the Tigers are playing the Cubs. or the Dodgers. The Tigers are playing the Dodgers in L.A. for their opening game.
Opening game, yeah. So Dodgers get to do two opening games.
Throw that out the window. Get that out of my face. I don't want this. Yeah. I don't want this.
Nah, no one wants that.
Anyways, Red Wings are not looking good on the score sheet, but I feel like they're looking pretty good on the ice. Like they're playing well, but they're just playing good.
They're not catching any breaks. And
yeah, I don't know if they have it this year. It's not showing up on the score sheet. Unfortunately, it's like
I think they're just going to run out of games unless they just catch fire here and go on another 7-8 game win streak. I just think they're going to run out of games. They're not going to be able to catch up.
No. And then the Canes, they're on a 7-game winning streak right now. One of them including
after that bad start to the second half, they just got on basically after they traded Rantanen, and they've been on fire.
Yep. And then the Pistons, they're kind of staying in neutral. They won. Hey, look at that. 116-113 as soon as I check my phone. The ESPN app just updates me. So now they are 39-31. but yeah, it seems like they're winning, then losing, then winning, then losing, or they draw up two wins and then they lose again. So they're like, to me, that's
kind of them stay in it to the end.
Yeah, they're just kind of staying right there in neutral, right at sixth place. And then Wrexham, they beat the Wanderers, the Wycombe Wanderers. So they're still sitting in the third spot though. They're both tied at 71 points. The problem is I think it's like a one or one and a half game deficit because they have two losses more than Wycombe, like two like outright losses rather than overtime losses, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the only difference between the two of them when I looked at the records of why they're sitting there. So hopefully Wrexham can, you know, get that third promotion and be in the championship league. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
One league away from being in the Premier.
They're almost there.
They're getting there. They're almost there. It'll be a lot of money for Robin Ryan though. So that's the big question mark really. Yep. If they do get into that Champions League, that, you know, that money that you gotta spend goes from like all the way down here to all the way up here in like a matter of seconds. Yep. All right. That wraps up this episode of This and That Podcast. And me and Kyle got to go to sleep. We'll probably be back to you on either Wednesday or Thursday, just due to my schedule. And we'll look back on how we did with they'll be moving on to the Sweet 16. By the time we do this again, or they'll be playing the Sweet 16 if we do it on Thursday, and then guess what, Kyle? Mm-hmm. We're gonna do some brackets again. Because guess what starts next week with it being the Sweet 16?
We got hockey.
We got hockey. We're starting here soon. They literally start right when the Sweet 16 comes around. You got the hockey NCAA tournament to do. So we're gonna give you all a little good, you know, feed of how we picked our NCAA bracket once that gets released, and you know, give that to y'all next week. And you know, come back to see if we made more money gambling or not. I'm Alex Bauer.
And I'm Kyle Dobus.
Y'all have a good rest of your day. Make sure you like,
you're
subscribed, do all that fun stuff.
Go have fun with the madness. Go enjoy it.
All right. No, don't play again. God, jeez. Hate when I rewind it and just, it's like, oh, you want to play again? No, I do not.